evil, and destruction. But we, your children, have a chance to preach and teach the word of God so we can stamp out the very wiles of the devil. We come praying, dear Father, that as we go as your children, that you will continue to love us and care for us and help us to stand firm on the word of God and be strong. Help us to love mercy, to do justice, and walk humbly with our God. We're also praying, dear Father, as we travel through this land and country, that you will help us, your children, to stand firm on the word of God and be willing to carry it to the nth part of the world. We're also praying, dear Father, as we travel through this land and country, that we will take the time to meet and greet all of those who are meeting in darkness, those who are grouping in darkness, those who know not Jesus Christ and the pardons of their sins. Help us as your children to teach and preach the word of God to them so bold and so forcefully that they will come asking, what must I do to be saved? We also come praying, dear Father, as we travel through this land and country, that we, your children, will not fall in love with this present world, that we will shun all of the things that so easily beset us, those things that are thrown out to turn us around, those things that are set out to weigh us down. Let us cast off all of these burdens and cling to the ever-loving God. We're also praying, dear Father, as we go through this land and country, that we, your children, will stand firm and be willing to be counted as the children of Jesus Christ. Let us stand with him so boldly that though he slay us, we will yet trust him. We're also praying, dear Father, as we go through this land and country, that we, your children, will take our sick, take our shut in, take our downtrodden, and preach and teach the word of God to them and help them to march on to glory. We pray, dear Father, as we go, that we will continue to be your children. You see, I've read somewhere, and I'm pretty sure you've read it too, that God said, if I'm for you, who can be against you? So once we know these things that are standing behind us and propping us up on wings of eagles, let us continue to run the race with patience to evangelize the entire world. We're also praying to the Father as we teach and preach the word of God, that we, your children, will humble ourselves, be loving and kind and obedient. Help us to love our neighbors we love ourselves. Help us to show ourselves as a living witness for the cause of Christ. We're also praying to the Father for our preacher brothers who stand firm and declare your word each Lord's Day. Those who are willing to preach and teach the word of God to make their calling and election sure. Let us continue to come out in record numbers, supporting them, helping them to spread the word of God, helping them to help us shake a fist of rebellion in the face of Satan, so we can know what thus saith the Lord. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of us sick. We're praying that you will reach out and touch them, help them to regain their health and strength, and those who've fallen by the wayside, lift them up and bring them back to the fold before it's everlasting too late. And if we have done all of these things that you have commanded of us, dear Father, we ask that you will grant us a home in that up and better kingdom, where we can sing praise to your high and holy name now and forevermore. Let us all say amen.